Oh, dear Lord, again in the wondrous name of Jesus, and thank you that we have that name to come to you today. Lord, we're just so grateful. God, the gratitude and thankfulness, Lord, it is working deep. Thank God for faith. And Lord, thank you for the love that works the faith. Thank you for the grace that gave us the love. Lord, let us just settle down and understand that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Worship Him. Worship Him. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us to worship Him in spirit and in truth, Lord. That we would magnify Him alone. God, that He would be magnified and glorified in us and in this meeting. Lord, thank you again for the privilege that we can live a life of Christ in us and Christ in me. The hope of glory could be our theme. Lord, help us to just receive from you today. God, as the brother and sister sang this morning, yes, you came running, but thank God you brought a coat, a ring, a kiss, and a feast. And Lord, it's so far beyond, we could never even begin to touch the surface of it. But it's your love, and today we're going to praise you and worship and rejoice in your love. And Father, we thank you for all things. We give you this time. We ask for your Spirit to anoint the Word, anoint each and every life. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, open your Bibles, if you would, with me. We're going to the book of Galatians this morning. We'll be in the 5th chapter. And God willing, we'll be here for some time. In Galatians chapter 5, and we'll begin reading in verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Now the Lord, brothers and sisters, has led me to, I believe, a thinking of a series of sermons on the fruit of the Spirit. And I have to just rejoice in His faithfulness. It's hard to contain at times, even on that trip the Lord gave us, and the fellowship and the sweet lives we met, but thinking of this and how perfect God is. How perfect the mind of Christ is. And He said, let this be in you, this mind that's also in Christ Jesus. But specifically with this fruit, what's on my heart, brothers and sisters, is the evidence of this fruit in the life of the mature believer. The evidence. This fruit is the barometric reading, if you will, like none other, that answers the question of where am I with God? Or what is my state? Or more importantly, am I ready? Am I ready to see Him? Be ready. Amen. Praise God. The fruit, brothers and sisters, walks the walk. Amen? Amen. Now let's read that again. The fruit, brothers and sisters, walks the walk. It's the Spirit. By my Spirit saith the Lord. And praise be to God, we're born in it, aren't we? Amen? Amen? There should be no question. You're born of God? Children of the King? It says right here, we're born in it, now walk in it. Praise God, walk in it. And how fitting today that we begin with the greatest of all that abides. Says that in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Love. Love. Love is what makes everything happen because God is love. That's what God is. A lot of people like to say a lot of different things, just convinced of the enemy. Oh, how could God do that? I'm so tired of hearing that. God allows a lot of things. God will never force you. It's a privilege to worship God. It's a privilege to come to church. It's a privilege to have parents that have given their lives that will set the benchmark or the example for a home to say, children, we are coming to church. It is our privilege to worship the King. I think as Christians, we so often and easily forget that. Yes, it pleases Him. Yes, He yearns for that. Yes, He does need our praises. It's wonderful. God wants that. But you will never praise Him until you realize it's your privilege to be the vessel that God has before ordained, that He has made to bear forth and to bear and bring the glory of God. Isn't that marvelous? The only thing ever created. Man, I saw bald eagles flying over my head. I saw those people that had lived there for so long just walking around like they're a bunch of sparrows. My goodness, I look at the sparrows every day because they're so magnificent. I tell you, we feed all the birds in Denver. If you ever want to see them, come to my house. But there were those magnificent birds, those eagles, soaring everywhere over our heads. And I had to buy this one picture. I pointed it out to my son. And that eagle was in a tern, and he was looking down, and you know he was looking at a fish. He saw that meat. And those eyes, they just pierced. There was a vision. They were affixed. There was a prize. It wasn't going to get away. And it was soaring so gracefully. It never thought about flying. It never thought about what it was doing, because it was doing what it was born to do. You know you're born to live by faith. You know that's the life you live. And you know how you just soar when you're soaring by faith, because your eye is right on that prize. God help us. Oh, God help us to see those things. But brothers and sisters, love is what makes everything happen, because God is love. The knowledge of Him, the fullness of Him, is having Him and His love shed abroad in our heart. And we know that that only happens by the Holy Spirit. Oh, so thankful to God I can praise Him. I met some sweet Baptist folk, and I was just so thrilled that God gave us so many Christians. And it was sweet, because a couple of them, one was a pretty feisty fisherman that we were able to witness and share the Word of God with. And he was saying, oh, I'm a Baptist by name, but I've gotten free. He said, I was tired of worshiping the Lord like this. And he sat down with his hands on his, like that. He said, I couldn't adequately worship God sitting on my hands. He said, I had to hold Him up. And I had to thank Jesus for what He had done. Now, I thank God, however Christ is preached. And I thank God for every child of God. But God help us, there's so much more. There's much the more. And God help us not to stop short. He wants a full grown, fully mature, full stature. That's what He's after, and that's what He wants in us. And this is the full overcomer in Christ, brothers and sisters. This is a saint, as the Word of God tells us, a Philadelphia saint, overflowing with the love of God. It just oozes out, because it's been fully tested. It's been tried in that life. Hallelujah. I was thinking every aspect of it, the depths of the valley. Oh, hallelujah. There's so many things running through my heart today. As most of you know, I fly, and I was flying into uncharted territory. And a sister even asked me this morning, she said, brother, were you ever afraid? I mean, do you ever get a little fearful in there? And I said, no, honey, I'm too stupid. I had some good training. And I had a brother back there that before I ever got flying that has flown more hours than probably many of the pilots combined that work for the airlines, said, you take it seriously. But even beyond that, I know God has His hand on me. And I know that I've got an exact number of breaths, an exact number of heartbeats. And He's going to keep me just like He wants me to be. But here I was flying into some of these places, and it was dark in there. I'm telling you, and those clouds in Alaska, I think they start from the ground up. They do.
And so they call these instrument approaches and things of that nature. And you're coming into these canyons. And it was so wonderful that we couldn't see what we were coming through. Anyways, we probably wouldn't have gone in there. But you're locked on the instruments. And they guide you right in. And it's dark as dark can be. And then light and all the... And most time you can't see a thing. But then it gets you right down to that level where you should be popping out. Sometimes you got to do a go around, they call it. But there I'd come in, and right at that moment, boom, there it was. Brother Hill used to tell us about trusting those instruments, didn't he? You trust in the instrument? It'll land you there every time. Right on the perfect, complete will of God. You know that? Nothing short of it. All of it. All of it. But sometimes I'm telling you, you're going to be in that approach for a long time. And you're not going to see anything for a long time. And it's going to look dark and it's going to look gray. If you look outside, you're going to say, oh my gosh, I'm going to hit that wall that's over there. I'm going to run out of gas. I'm going to do all these things. But you look down at that instrument and you're locked on. Would I have been fearful if I didn't know about those instruments and knew that I was locked on? You know it. Screaming like you couldn't believe. Praising the Lord, I hope. But there wasn't any fear because I was locked on. Confidence. And that's just a machine made by man. This is the infallible Word of God. Trust it. The love of God will take you through the valley. The love of God, praise God, will show you the breadth of the security of that love and the length that it never ends. And then, praise God, the height of it all. Oh my goodness, the height of the love of God. The bride of Christ. To truly fall in love. Listen to this. To truly fall in love with what the grace of God wants for your life. Do you know what the grace of God wants for your life? I do believe you do. To grow up into Him in all things. A full measure. A complete stature. The very fullness of Christ. Listen to these words. This is the Word of God. Listen to that. Let that grip you. Do you know the privilege that we have? And yes, it has again been intense in here. But I've never known a love story that hasn't been intense. And I'm talking about the love story of forever, the ages to come. Let me tell you something. If I was passive about my wife and all of those that wanted her, I'd have never taken her hand in marriage. No way. I had to come after her. I had to let her know I love you too. There's passion in here. How much more for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who started this thing before He ever set a star in heaven, before He ever started the foundations of this world. He saw something in His Son and He set it up. He said, my son's going to have a wife. And then as He started the creation, He said, oh son, isn't it wonderful? It's not good for man to live alone. You're going to have a wife, son. And here she comes. It's all coming together. It's all in you. It's perfect, son. And I'm going to rest. And we're going to send the Spirit. And He's going to finish the work. Golly, if we just get a vision, ruling and reigning jointly with Jesus Christ, to be glorified together with Him. And you thought you've had some mighty times here. Now, brothers and sisters, this fruit, which is so sweet to the mouth, and it is, we know it, you covet this stuff, amen, praise God, hope so. But the Word of God tells us that the Word is also bitter to the stomach. It is. But see, love is what makes this all possible. It is. See, it can happen.
If God be for you, who could be against you? With God, all things are possible.
As we yield to Him, as we yield, as we know this offering, let us also walk in the Spirit. Are you going to yield to it?
Huh? Come on now. See, His love allows a life to embrace the other eight graces in so much wondrous, amazing fashion you can't imagine. But only by seeing and embracing His wondrous love, brothers and sisters, will we wait.
Will you endure? Will you allow meekness to reign in your life?
How many A-type personalities we got in here? I don't need a show of hands to scare me.
How about even to be thankful for sufferings? What do you think, huh? How about happy are ye in these sufferings? Come on now. Amen. Amen.
I see it happening. There's nothing more joyful. There's nothing sweeter in the life of a pastor. Truly, it's becoming that way. To see the fiery furnace and to see the praises and joy and thanksgiving to God.
Amen. I'm telling you, amen.
It's the real deal. He's showing forth His precious stones. His goodly pearl is put on display. Nothing can touch it. Watch. Oh, you, have you seen my servant Job? Oh, my goodness. Let's go polish him up. I'll take down the hedge a little bit. There he is. Go get him. Though he slay me, will I trust him? It couldn't happen any other way. Does that scare you? Perfect love casts out all fear. He's taking me on a ride today. Praise His name. Well, maybe this, brothers and sisters, is the greatest mystery of His love. The greatest mystery, the evidence of His chastening. Amen. Whom He loves, He corrects. As a parent, it's sometimes difficult to correct your children. You love them, but it's hard to. Spare the rod, you spoil the child.
Did He say that?
No, the Word of God said it. But this vessel did profess it. Brothers and sisters, it can be a difficult thing. But when you love, you chasten. And praise God, He never stops. He comes after us. And in His faithfulness, this chastening, it refines us and matures us into what's called biblical perfection. Amen. Biblical. Not what a world thinks of perfection or religion thinks of perfection. Oh, you talk to people that are religious. Oh, perfect. Oh, that means you're a holy man. Well, I'm holy. I'm righteous. Not because of anything I did, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ. I could not stand before the Father for one moment if it wasn't for the blood. And that is it. And even in my foolishness, rebellion, self-righteousness, or whatever, I will allow the enemy to dupe me in my life. I stand before Him holy and righteous. Now, isn't that just marvelous? I mean, when you really allow the love of God to bring that home, that's when I want to put all that foolishness away. Those are the foolish things. Those are the childish things. Children go play with that stuff. I'm free. I'm free. Because of the love of God. And He loves me so that He's going to let that freedom and that liberty bring me all the fullness of God. It's awesome. Well, I tell you, Thou in faithfulness hath afflicted me. One of my favorite verses. Brother David took him a while to get to that one. But he knew the wicked man that he would be. He knew the prideful man that he would be. He knew that he could not be the man after God's very own heart if it wasn't for the faithfulness of God that afflicted him. Amen? Amen. Brother Paul found that out too. He said, Lord, oh, I got to get these thorns. You got to take this thorn from me. Come on now, I got to get this thorn out of here. You got to help me, Lord. It's just bringing me down. He said, I'll tell you what, son. If I took that from you, don't you realize that you would be magnified? Don't you realize that it's because of my love that I give you that weakness that puts you in that place that you have to look to me for strength? This is a marvelous God. See, the thinkers look at that and say, oh, well, you're just making it so you can never lose. That it's always right. And I look at him and I said, you got it. That's exactly what God is. I can never lose. It's always right. And praise God, it's working for my good. It's working for my good. And even when I am not faithful, He abides faithful. Oh, I love the grace of God. Oh, I love the grace of God. Hallelujah. Well, he also went on to say, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Amen. But now I have kept thy word. The love suffering. See, that's what this is. This is what we're getting at here. This is what this love brings on. It brings on all of the other eight graces that we're going to get to, God willing. But this love suffering is the only way that we'll ever wear a crown. Amen. Us wearing a crown. And it really has to be us, brothers and sisters. See, I must see the privilege for you just as much as for myself. You know that? Amen. Oh, I run that race and I understand that. But I must be praying and in that spirit for you to win Christ just as much. Do you remember Brother Paul saying, oh, I'd give my life for that too. I'd give my life for you, those precious Jewish ones that he was visiting with. Oh, I'd give up. I'd give myself for you to have it. Do we have that kind of love? Come on. Don't drop your head too low. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a privilege for me to covet the crown for you. It is. Praise His name. Praise His name. The oneness of it all. You know, I am so tired of hearing, well, I love Him, but I don't like Him. Let me give you a little testimony here. His love takes care of all the like. Did you hear that? His love takes care of all the like. Do you really think that there is a child of God? Listen to this. Do you really think there is a child of God that God does not like? Now, ponder that for a moment. Is there a child of God that God does not like? Well, I'm going to tell you something. He likes us all. And I'm going to tell you the reason why He likes us all. Because all He sees in us all the time is His Son. And let me tell you something. God likes that. And you know what? God likes me. And God likes you. And you and you and you. He loves you. And praise be to God. That's the love that works effectually. And that's the love that He has given us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. It's time we start getting on with this, isn't it? Praise His name. You see, we need to start getting on board with what God likes. Or we're going to have gaps in our love. Oh yeah. We're going to have gaps in it. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us. And His love is perfected in us. I want to ride the glory wave out of here. I do. I don't want to be here one moment longer than God really intended for me to be here. I want to be ready. I want to see His face. I want to praise Him at the moment of the first trump. I want to be up there rejoicing that I am with my bridegroom and not meet him with tears in my eyes, knowing that I missed God's best. And that's the witness to everyone here today, is the conviction there? Come on. Come on. Oh Lord, spark it in us. Is my life pressing toward the mark? Huh? Is it? Is my state one where nothing else matters? Is my life, if by any means, that I may win Christ? Oh yes. I believe there's many a life here. Because that's what it's all about. I'll wrap it up. It's all dung. It's all loss. It's got to all be shelved. Or I'm going to start preferring myself before you. And you're going to do the same with me. And then time's going to pass by. And you're going to miss it. I couldn't help but just be overwhelmed again. What great grace we have to be in a meeting, to have a life that you have received the crowning, glorious gospel. Do you realize that? I mean, I met hundreds of people. Never heard that before. Don't know if they really want to hear it. Many a Christians that love the Lord, great zeal. But do they have a heart like an Apollos? Hey, brother, let me show you a more perfect way. Huh? You took hold, you Apolloses. Somebody came to you one day and said, hey, here's a more perfect way. Do you realize that? Isn't that marvelous? Oh, but brother, you just grew up in it. Had to see it just like you. He had to come to me with that more perfect way too. He had to enlighten the eyes of my understanding too. And each day, by grace, I show up. I said, Lord, put that sparkle in my eye. Put that fervent fire in my heart. I don't care what you're facing this morning. I don't care how difficult it is. By God's grace, He brought this to me. If this be my lot, praise His name. Well, I'll tell you what. If love is predicated upon anything but love, it's not love. It's not. If it's about what I have, what I expect, what I want, what I need, it's not love. And I'll put a little quick one in there. That's speaking to natural marriages as well, too. You're missing it. Love is truly just being together, content with nothing else. Nothing else. But just to know that you're loved. Amen. It's not about things. But then you got to think about this love we're talking about. His love that tops everything. Unmerited. Unconditional. Undeserved. Never ending. Made us children born of God. Holy. Righteous. Blameless. Accepted in the Beloved. Highly favored. Let that be real to you today. You want to be happy? You want joy? Listen, take heed, and believe the Word of God. He wrote this to you. Do you know that? He wrote this to us, brothers and sisters. But we need to settle down with it. The Bible calls it dwell together. And I think we've done some dwelling together today. I do. Dwell. I'll scare you with that one. Settle down in marriage. Isn't that wonderful? We going to settle down in marriage together? Just settling down. Resting. Oh, the husband's heart does rest in her. I love it.
There's nothing better, man. There just isn't anything better.
And yet every day, there's more. This love is called the grace of God.
That's why there's nothing else like it. It's the grace of God. It makes it happen. It holds it all together, brothers and sisters. It will perform the good work until the moment that we see His face. And praise God, we got it all. You got it all. You got it all. The simplicity of it all. I was rejoicing as I was thinking. Brother Hill, thank you for the peach. Thank you for passing the peach to me. Son, just sit back and feast on that peach. Oh, the simplicity. The absolute simplicity in Christ. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your intimacy. Lord, so far beyond a friend, a father, the very comforter of our soul. It just is amazing, Lord. You're dealing with the high calling of God that's in you to us. Lord, there's not many days left. The signs of your approaching are so apparent. Lord, I know we've heard these things, but you also told us when men would say, "Hey, where is your Jesus?" "Behold, my coming is nigh." Help us to be looking up. Help us to set our affections only upon you. And Lord, help us to have a heart that loves your appearing. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.